All right, here we go. Welcome to season two of the Mass Miranda Show. It's me, Luis Miranda, right? The Master. So excited to be back. It's been a long time. Just got super busy. We cut season one short. Had some things going on, you know. Again, podcasting is just what I do for fun, and teaching is what I do to put food on the table, and I also coach, and the end of the school year there just got really, really crazy. Volleyball season keeps me busy. My boys did really well again this year. And so I put a lot of time and energy into trying to replicate what we did the year before. Ended a little bit short, lost to the eventual state champions, but really proud of my boys and how they did. Most of them were seniors. I'm really, really, really going to miss those guys. But I'm back. I'm so excited to be doing the podcast again. I already have, a couple episodes worth of podcasts queued up, ready to record. Just got to sit down and record them and edit and all that fun stuff. But other than that, just been staying busy, staying active. Start working out again, hanging out with the family all the time. It was summer, so we went on vacation. I did online summer school, stayed really busy, got some other things in the works. Just taking time, and again, just trying to make sure that I had shows lined up for the podcast here, and now we're back, I wanted to start up again and coincide with school starting up, because I got some things that, I want to talk about and discuss that relate with school, for everybody that is going back at the beginning of August, or at least you can listen to this before you go back to school, maybe in September, whenever that may be. What else? Still trying to work out the kinks with YouTube. I have my channel on there and it's got some videos and stuff for when I teach, but there's gonna be a couple of things that I'm gonna do that relate with the podcast on there. Maybe even just throw the audio on there as well for those people that only want to watch or listen on YouTube. And just trying to get out there a little bit more, and and then continuing to do the Instagram, and so the videos that I post, hopefully I'll be able to get those on Instagram as well. And then I got the idea that maybe I could do semi-live shows, so live to you if you're there, but not live if you are listening to it later. And then trying to simplify things, so I no longer use Twitter, only going to use Instagram. There is a Facebook page, but I don't really pay attention to that one much, right? Most of my listeners are on Instagram. And so just trying to connect to them more, because I feel like everybody is on Instagram and YouTube, not really on Facebook. So, but other than that, today's episode, right? Episode one, season two, is on math esteem. If you don't know what that is, I'll tell it to you right after an ad from our sponsor. All right, welcome back. So, math esteem, that's what we're talking about today. What is it? Right? It's pretty much what it sounds like. So, it just describes your confidence level in math. Right? So, those with low math esteem are usually saying things like, I can't do this. This is too hard. I hate math. I see that a lot. In all of the classes I teach, doesn't matter if it's algebra, geometry, calculus, kids that I've tutored, I hear this from a lot of people, from all walks of life, right? But if you have high math esteem, these people know math is hard, but they continue to work hard, right? They're just happy that they're improving, right? So they may say, oh man, this is hard, but I still got to go and study, right? They may or may not like math, but they're still going to try their best no matter what. And so usually they have a higher math esteem. So how do we fix this, right? How do I go from a low math esteem to high math esteem? Or if I'm high, how do I continue to get better, right? And be more confident. And this comes from changing our mindset about math. Right. And so the big thing that I see is we need to stop using negative language towards math. Right. We can't say, I can't do this. This is too hard. I hate this. Right. Those are all negative things that when we say them already puts us at a disadvantage. Right, and I see this in younger kids, and it kills me sometimes, because, mom and dad are at home, and they can't help them with their math, especially right now. People just want to complain about, like, Common Core. I didn't learn this when I was a kid. I don't understand why you got to do it this way. Who cares, man? That's the way it's being taught. The way some teachers are teaching science, teaching English, right? They're being taught in different ways. And just because you didn't learn it that way doesn't mean it's bad. But talking bad about it in front of your child already puts them, again, at a disadvantage. And so we can't be negative about things from the get-go, right? We have to show and be the example. Whether it's mom and dad trying to teach someone, whether it's a peer trying to teach you, an older sibling trying to teach a younger sibling, we got to steer away from negative language. Because if not, we're setting each other up for failure, right? Because the same thing happens in class. You go to teach I go to teach something and a kid says, this is impossible. I don't understand this. This is so hard. Like, what's the point? And you complain, and then their friend next to them is like, you know what? Yeah, this is a little hard. He doesn't get it or she doesn't get it, which means, I don't get it either. And so it's just this chain reaction of negativity, and so we automatically put ourselves at a disadvantage, and we don't allow ourselves to have the opportunity to actually learn the concept so that we can actually understand what is going on, right? And then we got to steer away from the no one in my family is good at math, so I'm obviously not good at math either. Because I know some families where, yeah, mom and dad are not good at math, but their child is brilliant. Or, you know, I have students who, I mean, this applies to any, you know, anything, but yeah, obviously I'm talking about math here, but, you know, I have students whose parents don't speak English, but they are more, that student is more proficient at English than I am. They have better grammar than I do, which you can probably tell when you listen to this podcast, so. But, right, so we can fix this, right? We just need to change our mindset. And, you know, when we're going about changing our mindset, we need to have some goals in mind when we do that, right? And so some other ways that we can fix this, or some goals that we should shoot for to help us fix our math esteem, would be to, first, we need to focus on basic skills, right? Those math facts. Especially in young kids, they got to learn the math facts, right? When I was a kid, you just had to know them. You know, your teacher would give you a worksheet and would have, you know, like 100 questions on there. You know, like 100 multiplication questions. And you had like 2 minutes to solve them all. Because you're just supposed to know them. And so working on those basic skills will help you learn math faster, because now you're not focusing on the things that are remedial. Right? Second, you need to practice. Right? Kids don't learn how to walk automatically, right? They climb up the side of a couch, and they walk along the couch, and then sooner or later they build up confidence and they walk to mom and dad, and then sooner or later they're walking towards something they want, and the next thing you know, you're just walking, and then they're running and they're going after whatever they can, and there's no fear. They just go and they do. And the same thing needs to happen when we're doing math. We just need to practice, and you just need to go and do it. It's going to take time, right? Baby steps. Those basic skills are the things you need to know first, and then you need to build from there, right? Setting those little goals over and over and over again until you can actually do that concept that your teacher wants you to learn. Right. Next thing, again, and I've already said it, is just setting those small goals, right? Do you want, right, maybe a better homework grade? We can start there. Then after that, you know, doing better on a quiz, right? If you got a C, maybe the next time you take it, you get a B, right? Or just increasing that percentage a couple of percent. That's it, right? It could be just getting faster at dividing. I don't know, right? You know, even subtracting. You know, I have a lot of students that aren't confident in their math, so they know how to subtract, but they will still put it in a calculator, even though they don't need to. Maybe even explain how to do something, right? Because if you can explain it, then you can teach it, which means you can do it, right? That's a small goal as well. And then the last thing, you know, that I thought about that we can do to fix our math esteem is to just use positive language, right? I said steer away from negative language earlier. And so we really need to use positive language, right? No one says that I can't read. It's too hard, so I'm not going to read. I mean, there are some, don't get me wrong, but most people can still read. Even if you don't like to do it, right? And you still try. you know, you read your text messages, you read the instructions, when you're playing video games and you unlock a reward, right? Everybody reads. You may not be the most proficient, the best reader, the fastest reader, right? But everybody reads, but like the negativity towards reading is different, or almost non-existent compared to the negativity towards math, right? Nobody says when they read something, when am I ever going to use this? Why do I have to learn this? Because they understand that reading is necessary. Same with math, right? Still necessary, just in a different way. And so using positive language, right? I can do math, but I may be better at something else, right? That's something you could say. Math is hard, but I'm improving. Or you could say, you know, I like math, but it's difficult, which is true. That's something I say all the time. You know, it did come easy for me when I was younger, but now it's easier, right? There's still times when it's very difficult. But I like it. I still like it. And it's the difficulty that makes me like it, right? It helps me. I get better. Right? And so, again, that's just some ways that we can fix our math esteem. Build our math esteem, right? Focus on basic skills. Practice all the time, right? Set those small goals and use positive language, right? Oh, again, it doesn't matter what it is. It could just be, you know, I'm trying to improve. Like, dang, this is hard, but I'm improving, right? And again, this applies to everything, right? So, like I mentioned earlier, like English is not my forte. There's a big word for me, right? English isn't my subject. You know, I would say negative things all the time when I was in English class. I hate going to English class, right? Like that. That's just super negative. Right? I'd be like, why do I need to learn how to write a paper? Reading is so boring. Like, why? Right? Or this is too hard. The rules don't even make sense. Where am I supposed to put commas? How am I supposed to spell this word? I before E, except when, like, every word I want to spell, it doesn't actually use the I before E rule. You know what I mean? Or there's there, and there, and all that stuff, right? That confused people all the time. And so I would just be super negative when it came to going to English class. But things changed, you know. My junior year of high school, I don't even know if people use this or if this is like a proper method anymore or whatever, but I remember learning when I wrote a paper to use Jane Schaefer method. And I don't know why my English teachers taught us this, but anyways, I wrote a paper using that method. It was super easy. And I got a high score. I was like, oh, this is the first time I got an A on a paper. Like, this is cool, you know, right? And so I started writing more papers. Then when I was a junior, that year we took proficiency exams. That's a state exam. And learning Jane Schaefer method allowed me to pass that exam because you had to write like a short essay and a long essay and take like a multiple choice portion. And it helped me pass because the essay portion was, at least from what I'm told, worth a lot. You know, and so my whole mindset changed because now I was like, wow, I can actually write a paper. I actually can get A's in English, even though, you know, I still felt like I kind of hated the class. you know, but it helped me because instead of me going off to college and thinking, crap, I'm going to skip English this semester because I know I'm not going to pass or it's going to be hard, I took it first because I knew that I was going to need that class anyways, you know, get all your basic classes out of the way. And so I took English first. And then, you know, that basic method helped me learn how to write different types of papers. You know, in high school or in college, you have to write research papers and other things. And so it just gave me the basic foundation of how to write a paper. And then from there, I was able to learn a little bit more and a little bit more. And as I practiced and I honed my skills and I edited my papers and had my teachers, you know, look over them, I was able to get better and better and better at writing papers. And I was getting A's on them. And then obviously, you know, like I said, this is the Master Miranda Show. So I got my master's degree. And, you know, when you are doing your master's, you've got to write papers too. You know, and so I was able to learn how to, again, write research papers and get my master's degree. You know, and if I didn't do that, who knows what I'd be doing right now. I wouldn't have this nickname. I wouldn't have this podcast, which again, I love being called master instead of doctor. So it's working out for me, but the big thing again is I know this is very math focused, you know, again, because my YouTube channel is focused on math, I really want to make sure that I still have math centered around each thing, because that's really what I want to push with the podcast. Obviously, I'll, you know, other episodes will be different, and I may not always talk about math the whole time, but like I said, with school coming around, I just really wanted to talk about that, because you may have low math esteem, you may have high math esteem, but you could have low science esteem, low English esteem, whatever it may be, right? And so how we choose to think about something plays a big role. And so as we start a new school year, I want you to think positive about math. Think positive about English. Think positive about science. Think positive about, I don't know, whatever class you're taking, yearbook, foods, choir, theater, whatever it may be, whatever you're doing, think positive about it, right? Change your mindset towards that class. You know, just think positive in general. If the math is easy, or the whatever class it is easy, but maybe it's your classmates that are making it hard for you, think positive about them. Find something positive. Make a friend, whatever it needs to be, right, to help you do better, right? If you just don't like your school, change your mindset, man. Think positive about the school. What is it that you actually like about the school? Right? What can that school offer you? It's there for you. It's free. Take advantage, right? So find something positive about the school. Find something positive about your teachers. Find that one teacher that you like, right? Confide in them. Maybe there's just the one teacher that's always giving you a hard time. Get to know them, right? And then it'll change your mindset. If they get to know you and you get to know them, right, you'll be able to work together better. They'll be able to help you much more. right? If it looks like you're taking an interest in them, they'll take an interest in you. And then most importantly, just believe in yourself. Believe you can do it, right? Until I changed my mindset about writing a paper, I never thought I would be good at writing. It still takes me a lot of editing, but I can do it. You know, and that's pretty much the show. Just change your blank esteem, whatever it may be, right? I talked about math esteem. I talked about English. But whatever it is for you, change it. Think positive. Believe in yourself. Alrighty. Let's see here. So before I go, right, just a few things. Brand new season. You know, I want to make sure that you guys, especially if you're a brand new listener, that you are keeping in touch and that I can keep in touch with you through social media. And so, right, go ahead and follow the show on Instagram. It's at Master Miranda Show. You can follow me, right, at Louis Miranda. If you go to the links on our Instagram page, at the Master Miranda Show Instagram page, if you go to the link in the bio, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can find links to you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, so on, right? That way you can subscribe to the show. If you are subscribing to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, right? Leave a review. If you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, I'll shout you out, right? I'll choose someone randomly each week. I'll shout you out, read your review on the show. I think that'll be fun, right? Just trying to interact with you guys a little bit more. Right, so yeah, just follow. And yeah, right? So we'll see you next week. And always remember to ask yourself, what am I the master of? See ya.